Namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda, butsu namanda.
I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from the Tanisho, a written record of the teachings that Shinran gave to his disciples, or followers rather, when they came to visit him. Shinran Shonin no Tanisho kara. いただきます。I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho, お願いします。For myself, I do not have even a single disciple. For if I brought people to say the Nembutsu through my own efforts, then they might be my disciples. But it is indeed preposterous to call persons my disciples when they say the Nembutsu having received the working of Amida. この親鸞は一人の弟子も持っていません。なぜなら私の計らいで他の人に念仏をさせるのなら、その人は私の弟子とも言えるでしょうが、阿弥陀仏の働きに促されて念仏する人を私の弟子などというのは、まことに途方もないことならのです。と、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. みなさん、おはようございます。みんなお元気がいいですね。よかった。Very genki this morning. That's great. Does anyone know what day tomorrow is? 明日は何の日ですか？Children's Day, yeah, do you know? Kodomo no Hi, that's right. So tomorrow is Children's Day, May 5th is Children's Day. And so in Japan, this Children's Day observance also coincides as the traditional, what's so called Tango no Seku holiday. Okay, so there are these special holidays in Japan. We had one in March too. Do you remember what the Japanese holiday we had in March was? 3月は was, what did we do? We put up some dolls on the beautiful doll display. We had dancing. Hinamatsuri, right? Hinamatsuri. So in Japan, traditionally, we have these two holidays. We have in March, we have the doll festival. And then in May, we have Children's Day. Children's Day used to actually kind of be Boys' Day, right? You had Girls' Day in March and Boys' Day in May. But now, you know, our way of thinking is changing. So we have Children's Day that includes all children, boys and girls. But, you know, it's a day for celebrating children. Does anyone know what people do in Japan on Children's Day? Yeah? Was that okay? Yeah, that's right. They have the samurai helmets. That's right. Samurai costumes or samurai helmets. Anything else that people put out special? How about outside the house? That's right. Koi nobori, right? Those carp flags, those big, long carp flags. And so, you know, and those carp are climbing up, right? They're getting higher and higher and longer and longer. And so that, you know what that symbolizes? People growing up, right? People growing up to be strong and brave, right? So you have the helmets, like a, you know, strong and brave warrior, and the carp flags for people to be strong and brave. And so today, as we think about tomorrow, we have our Children's Day coming up. We're thinking about all our children growing up to be strong and brave. So I want to share a story with you about Shinran's life. In May, we're also going to celebrate Shinran's birthday later this month on our Gotane service. And Shinran was also a person. He grew up, he was a young boy at the age of 9. He became a Buddhist priest. And then he, for 20 years, lived in a mountain temple. And then he went out and he had a long life. And he was also someone who was very strong and brave. And so I want to tell a story today about how strong and brave Shinran was. Okay? And so when Shinran was about 42 years old, he he moved. Has anyone here ever moved before? Moved to a new place, new neighborhood, maybe a new school? You know, we moved last year, right? We used to live in Southern California, and then we moved up here. So people move, and when they move, they have to get used to a new place and new people around them. So Shinran, when he was in his 40s, maybe the age of some of your parents or some of you, he moved to a new place in what's now the kind of Tokyo area, and he kept doing what he had been doing before. And what he did before was teach people about Buddhism. That was Shinran's job, right? He was a Buddhist priest, he was a teacher, and so he was teaching people about Buddhism. And he came to a new place, and this was a place where people had never heard a teaching like Shinran's before. They had a kind of different idea about what a person should do if they have problems in their life. And what people would do back in those days in that place, that area that's called the Kanto area, people would have a mountain priest, a priest who lived up in the mountains, was very brave. He lived with all the wild animals, the bears and the wild boars, and he was very strong. And they would invite that priest to do a special ceremony, a special service for them, to pray for things like no illness or no natural disasters. They thought, oh, well, if there was a big typhoon, all my crops would be ruined, so I better have this priest come and pray that no typhoon will come. Or if I get sick or one of my family members gets sick, we'll have big problems. So we better invite this priest to come and pray for us, to pray that we don't get sick. まあその当時の親鸞聖人が関東の地方に住んでいた時代は、当時にあの修験道というあのまあ宗教が非常に布教されてて、というのはあのまあ神様に祈って災害が自分のところに届かないとか病気にならないように神様に祈る山伏という山に住んでる、まあ、お坊さんのような人がいました。And there was one of these priests who was particularly famous. His name was Bennen. Bennen. And Bennen had 800 disciples. He had 800 people who followed him. 800 people who followed him, and many, many families would call Bennen, they would invite him to come to their homes, or they would go to his temple, or they would invite his disciples to come and do services. And then they would make a little donation, and that was how Bennen and his followers made their living. Okay, and so they relied on people having these prayers to prevent bad things from happening in their lives. So that was the way people thought about what priests did. And then Shinran shows up. He's a new priest in town, right? He looks a little bit different than these other guys because they would wear furs around their necks and kind of these different animal skins on their clothes, and they looked kind of like wild mountain men. And Shinran looked kind of, you know, we have a picture of him. We know what he looked like. He wore black robes. He had a shaved head. You know, he was a very kind of calm and mild-mannered person. And so people asked him, hey, you're the new priest in town. What are your special powers? What can you do? What kind of prayers can you say to prevent natural disasters or to keep me from getting sick? Shinran said, oh, I don't do that. I don't have those kind of special powers to pray to prevent natural disasters. People said, what? What kind of priest are you? Who would want to listen to you if you can't prevent any natural disasters? Or if you can't keep people from getting sick? What's the good of that? And Shinran said, well, actually, I follow the teachings of the Buddha, who taught that everybody has suffering, everybody has difficulties in their lives. Everybody's going to get sick. Everybody's going to encounter a bad storm or some kind of big problems in their life. That's going to happen to everybody. And there's nothing we can do to stop that. That's what my teacher, the Buddha, says. して、まあ、親鸞聖人は、私が、信じている仏様の御教えというのは、皆様が必ず病気になって大変なことにあるのが、それは、間違いない会うことがあるんです。 ですから、その大変なことになった時にどういうふうに生きていけるかは、この仏様の教えですよ。It says, my teaching can tell you how to live when you have a difficulty. When you face a hard time, then you're gonna have troubles in life. But what do you do? How do you live joyfully and peacefully even when you have trouble? So people heard this and they thought, wow, this makes a lot of sense. This teaching, because it's true. I remember a couple of years ago, you know, I gave lots of money to those priests and we had lots of prayers, but my grandma, she got sick anyway. Or we had a big typhoon that came anyway. And so it's true, no matter what happens, we're going to have troubles. So maybe a better teaching is something that'll show us how to live with those troubles. And so over time, more and more people started to listen to Shinran. And when they started to listen to Shinran, what do you think happened? What do you think they stopped doing? Yeah, do you know? That's right, that's right. They stopped going to the mountain priests, right? They would just go to Shinran because they thought, oh, well, maybe we don't need what they're offering. Maybe Shinran has something that really helps us. And how do you think the mountain priests felt about that? What do you think? Sad and mad. Maybe more mad than sad even, right? And these guys, they were very brave. Yeah, do you have something to say? Jealous, that's right. Jealous, mad, sad. And these guys, they were very brave. They were very strong. They were used to living in the woods and fighting wild animals. So they weren't going to let this little wimpy priest from Kyoto stand in their way. So they said, what does he do? Where does he go? They said, oh, he climbs up this mountain. Every once in a while, he goes up this certain mountain. And you know what we can do? We can stop and wait on the path, and we'll catch him. And then we'll show him what's what. Maybe we should even kill him. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll wait, and we'll ambush him and kill him. And so they waited by the path. They waited one day. No Shinran. They waited 2 days. No Shinran. Like, where is Shinran? We're supposed to come by here. So they started asking around, where did he go? They had 800 guys, right? So they said, well, send out some spies, figure out where he's going. Say, oh, when we were waiting on the first day, he took one path, and then we went to that path, and then he took that path he took on the first day. And we just kept missing him. So finally, Ben then, he's the leader, right? He says, that's it. I'm going to his house. I'm going to go all by myself. And I'm just going to walk right in and I'm going to kill him. So what does he do? He goes to Shinran's house. He pounds on the door. He says, Shinran, are you in there? Come on out. It's Benen. Benen 商人が怒って、Shinran 商人がいっぱい Benen の、まあ、今までに拝んでた方々を Shinran 商人のところに行くようになって Benen が怒って、Shinran 商人の家まで行って Shinran 商人を殺そうと思うんです。So he calls him and says, come on out, Shinran. And then no answer, no response. So what does he do? He throws open the door and he comes charging in. He's got a sword in his hand. And Shinran's other friends, his other followers, are very surprised. And they're very scared. Because there's this wild guy. He's got long hair. He's wearing animal skins. He's got a sword. And he just storms into the house. And they're like, oh no! And what does Shinran do? He's very calm. He says, oh, you must be Benen. I've been expecting you. Welcome. Please have a seat. And Benen's like, what? I'm here to kill you. And Shinran says, oh, is that so? Well, you know, we all go when our time comes. And I trust that when my time comes, Amida Buddha will take care of me, that it's going to be okay. And so for today, I'm just grateful for this opportunity to meet you. And Benen's, what, you know, because he came to kill Shinran. And Shinran's being very nice and very friendly. And so Benen's like, wait, well, okay, so tell me something. Where do you get off telling people that they can just say Namo Amida Butsu and everything's going to be okay? Where do you get off telling people that they can realize enlightenment, that they can become a Buddha without doing all the hard work that we do up in the mountains? And Shinran tells him, well, for me, you know, I'm not capable of becoming enlightened through my own efforts. So for me, the only path is to trust in Amida Buddha. Shinran Shoni ni waku, watashi ga hitori de shugyo wo shite satori wo hirakeru koto wa dekinai no de, watashi ni wa Amida Nyōrai ni makaseru shika nai, ということをおっしゃいました。And Benren was very, very confused by this. Shinran said, for me, all people are my friends. All people are my true companions because we are all together, living together in this life of difficulty. And Amida Buddha embraces all of us. We all have hard times together, but we're all accepted together. So our true way to live is to be harmonious, to get along, and to be friends. And Benren says, what about people like me? I want to kill you. You're still going to be my friend? Shinran says, yes, everybody. Nobody's left out. And Benren thought, this is, you know, I expected a big fight here. I expected some action. And we're just having this very friendly conversation. So he had to stop and think for a moment. And the more he thought about it, the more this teaching that Shinran had started to make a lot of sense. He said, this is why people are coming to hear Shinran's teachings. This is why all these people have stopped coming to see me. I think I want to follow this teaching. So he puts down his sword. He gets down on the floor and he bows very humbly. And he says, please accept me as your disciple. And what does Shinran say? Shinran says, no. No. Because Shinran says, I have no disciples. I don't even have one disciple. Because the teachings that I receive come directly from the Buddha. I don't have any control over these people. I don't give them anything. Rather, I show them, I share with them what I receive from the Buddha. So you too can receive this teaching from the Buddha, and I'm glad that we can be friends now. して Shinran Shonin は私が弟子一人も持てないというのはその真実の安心感の教えは直接阿弥陀様からいただくことですから私が弟子を持つわけじゃないですから弁念も私の弟子にならたくてもなれないですが一緒に音道坊音道行仲良く友達としてこの念仏を喜びましょうと言うんです。So Benren did become one of Shinran's very closest friends, and he went on to share this teaching with many people and was a very important member of Shinran's group. And his name came to be Myōhōbo. して後に Benren は Myōhōbo という名前を持って Shinran Shōnin の教え、念仏の教えをよく広めた方です。ね。So isn't this a wonderful story about what it means to be truly brave? To be truly brave? To not to be afraid of people. Not to see anyone as your enemy. That takes a lot of courage, doesn't it? 一人の敵もいないという考え方は本当の勇気がいるんですね。And Shinran received that courage from the Nembutsu, from Amida Buddha. So that, I think, is the wonderful lesson we can learn from Shinran's life. So we think at this time, welcoming Boys' Day or Children's Day, a time for all people, boy or girl, man or woman, young or old, all people to be brave and courageous and to realize that we don't have any enemies, not one enemy. We just have friends that don't realize that they're our friends yet. And this is the spirit of the Nembutsu. まあ、Nembutsu というのは敵は一人もいない。まあ、仲良し、音道坊、音道行はまだ気づいてないけど、共に生きる、共に往生するという姿は念仏の見教えですね。So please remember that in your life you may have people who give you a hard time, but they're not your enemies. They're just people who don't realize that they're your friends quite yet. して、まあ、なんかちょっと大変な人、意地悪い人がいても、その人は敵ではなくて、まだ友達であることを気づいていない人ですね。I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
Namu Amida Butsu. Namu Amida Butsu. Namu Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.